Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show right here, 102.5 The Game. Chasing just a little bit, having a lot of fun today on this beautiful Monday. Now, I've already got this problem. I probably shouldn't say this, Dr. Crane, with the coach on the phone, but I've already got my seat picked out for the ticker tape parade when Nashville SC wins the MLS Cup downtown. So just with that positivity out there, let's bring in the head coach of Nashville SC, BJ Callahan. Coach, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to ask you, you know, you're off to, your team's doing great. You're in first place. Things are going well. Does a coach know when he's got something special? Do you know that you have something special over with this soccer team?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you just sort of look at the guys we have in the locker room and how connected they are and how committed they are to sort of the bigger vision and the level of selflessness that they kind of go about their business each and every day. Yeah. You know that you've got a really strong group that can, I think, you know, continue to do what they're doing and can achieve some special things.
Nashville SC head coach BJ Callahan is online with us. BJ, when it comes to the points in the standings, 49 points, most in MLS history through 21 matches. At what point in the season did you just kind of feel like, for your side, it clicked? The system clicked. The players are just understanding everything well with the formations. At what point do you think it all clicked for them?
I mean, I still think we're still a little bit of a work in progress, but I know – you know, I think the group has great confidence because the things that we say we want to do, we're able to do, and we can count on everybody across the team. And we've shown that throughout the season so far, that any guy that we put in, the next man up kind of mentality, is able to kind of elevate our play. And so as we constantly look to get a little bit better in different areas of the game, the starting points are that everybody's on the same page and everybody has the opportunity to contribute here.
You know, BJ, I know you've mentioned in previous press conferences after matches and so forth that, you know, you guys look for different player profiles and certain guys on the roster. But a guy that's been with Nashville SC since the very beginning, Hani Mukhtar, he had his 200th appearance in regular season play for the Boys in Gold. Just what has he meant for you just in this transition process of being the head coach of this team since you getting here to Nashville?
Yeah, I think Hani embodies everything that we want to be, and that's why he's the captain this year, right? The work that he puts in on and off the field is completely dedicated to Nashville and his performances. And for us, I think he does it from a selfless place, elevates his teammates. He's willing to do some of the dirty work, the running off the ball, the defending, but at the same time still finds moments to make big plays by scoring goals and setting up goals like he did on Saturday night.
And then to add on to that, obviously the last couple of games have been very thrilling in some aspects. 1-0 win on the road, and then you're here in Nashville. And I feel like the fans, obviously, what make the sport, what make the team for sure, but that 3-2 comeback. Well, I went back and listened to a little bit of the clip on Apple TV, and they mentioned, heard you saying, you know, Andy, 2 minutes, just give me the best 2 minutes you have, and he ends up scoring the game winner. I mean, what were your thoughts after, you know, giving the words of encouragement and then seeing the result?
Yeah, I think first you bring up the fans. I think there's a great connection between our players, our club, and the city right now. It's been intentional. We've tried to build this team and play a style that it sort of mimics what Nashville is all about. And always when we're winning, you feel the support. But when you have a little bit of adversity, like we did the other night going down 2-1, that's when you see the collective, the fans, the club, and the players all kind of align together. And then it culminates there in that last 2 minutes. Andy Nahar is a guy who's put in a ton of effort to get back from injury. He was playing his first 90 minutes in a while. And again, just trying to encourage him. That's what we do as coaches. And that's what, you know, you hope from the fans. They just give you a strong push, put a hand on your back to you know, maybe send you a little bit further than you might think you can go at that moment. And luckily, Andy was able to make a huge play, and all credit to him for that.
You've had 13 players have put the ball in the back of the net. Is that something you strive for? Because I've always told, look, I don't care how we score, just score. I don't care who scores, somebody score. Is that a plus for your soccer team that 13 different guys have scored?
Yeah, we have a saying, everybody attacks and everybody defends. And so we all have, you know, we all have our roles and responsibilities, but within that, we all have the requirement that if we have our moment and we want to go hunt our moment, we're trying to find ways to score goals. And so to get contributions at big times through all different types of phases, whether that's attacking set pieces, transitions, you know, normal play, everyone's going to have the opportunity to contribute. And I think you're seeing that across the board this season with the group.
I know you can't control the schedule and time off. I know everybody had the time off for the World Cup, but I think you guys came back, Coach, after the World Cup with as much excitement, passion, desire as you did when you left. Was that a plus, a little time off, because it made your team realize, look, we got something special here in Nashville?
Yeah, there was a period there. We had played a lot of games before the break. We'd sort of gotten hit a little bit with the injury bug towards the end of that first phase of the season. The time off came at a good time for us to get healthy and sort of recharge mentally and physically. And then I thought we were able to kind of come out in this second part of the season with the same mentality, which is to continue to climb the standings the best we can, but also with this idea, like, we still have areas to get better. And we know we've got a bunch of games left, and we're not going to be satisfied. We're always going to remain humble, but at the same time, hungry.
BJ, obviously you've mentioned before what the player profile is, but a guy like Ali Assad, who has come into the equation of just how this offense is shaping and those overlapping runs on the outside with Reed Baker-Whiting, a player that's not playing right now is Warren Madrigal. Obviously you don't put a number on the status of when they would come back in some cases, but how is he progressing along with his injuries to come back?
Yeah, Warren is doing well in his rehab, working hard. And again, this is part of it. These are the journey of a season. And kind of, you know, how we take it a little bit by turning the page each day. And we know, you know, looking down the stretch, 13 games left in the regular season, we're gonna ask for more guys to count on. And then when Warren's able to get back, he's only going to be able to sort of elevate our level of play at probably the most important time of the year.
Coach, what's the best thing about this team off the field that you love so much about your guys?
I think it's their resiliency and their relentlessness. Right in the beginning of the year, they sort of committed themselves to each other and to a vision that's bigger than, you know, each guy's own individual ambitions. And I think that's really important. I think it's really important that guys have their own ambitions, but it's not in front of what the team needs and the club needs. And they're committed to becoming an elite team in North America. And each and every day they come to work to do it, and they roll their sleeves up. And I think you see that in all the different ways that we're winning games right now.
BJ, appreciate the time today to join Big Joe and I on the Chase Big Joe Show. You guys take on FC Cincinnati coming up this Saturday at 7:30 at Geodis Park. Once again, unbeaten at Geodis Park, the only team in MLS. That is another reason to go out to Geodis Park and watch this team play. BJ, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me on and the support. Thanks.
That is head coach BJ Callahan with the Nashville SC. 49 points in MLS standings.
Be honest. This team got what it takes?
Yeah.
Okay.
After Saturday night's win, the way that they came back in just a minute and a half time. They had 6 minutes of added time, okay?
Okay.
90th minute, 2-1, they're down. 93rd minute, they score. Sam Surge goes in to grab the ball in the back of the net, puts it to the middle of the field again. Play resumes. Nashville gets possession again. Jason Palacios, the center back, is running down the field. You have Andy Nahar that grabs the ball from a pass from Palacios. He puts it in the back of the net. The place explodes with just joy. I've never heard – well, it's the second time I've heard that place erupt like that. First one was back in the League's Cup when Sam Surge had that late game winner in the 97th minute.
Look at you. So we got – all right. So, listen, they got 13 more games.
Yeah.
Their last game is like November the 7th or something like that. I saw that correctly.
I mean, if you look at it, yeah, November the 7th, it's a away game at FC Cincinnati. So if you look at it from a book standpoint, here's chapter one against FC Cincinnati this Saturday, and the last chapter to the book is against FC Cincinnati away.
How long are the playoffs? I don't know anything about this. I rely on you.
It basically goes through till December for the most part. Yeah, so it's a good distance.
It's February till December if you're lucky enough. Then you got at least you get January off, right?
Yeah, I mean it doesn't go deep into December. It's like to the very beginning of December, so late November.
All right, how many teams make the playoffs? Honestly, I don't know any of this, and I should know this. Don't you dare run away from me. This will be dead air.
I'm not going to run away from you. I'm looking at it right now. It starts November the 18th, and it goes, yeah, I was right, December the 18th, middle of December. I need to go with my gut on this. Yeah, that's how long it'll last.
How many teams get in the playoffs?
It basically, you get about 9 teams on each side, if I'm correct. Yeah, that is correct. Single elimination or the wild card matches. Round one is the best of 3, and that goes through December or November 20th to December the 2nd. And then, you have your MLS Cup December 18th. So basically, it's like a best of. That's the thing I don't like about MLS. It's best of 3 in the first round, and then you have your basically back and forths, so which is just unnecessary. I get it, it's like a different format, but just stick to the soccer format.
So is the final, is there like one game, like a Super Bowl, or is it like best 2 out of 3?
No, final. It's a final.
So they come from different directions, and they...
East and West, boom, right down the middle.
Okay, I don't mind. So is that the home team with the better record they host?
So because Nashville SC are first place in all of MLS, Eastern and Western Conference, they would have basically sole possession of hosting a championship, the league championship here.
I mean, how badass would that be mid-December, Geodis Park hosting the MLS championship? Get out of here.
It's a special thing. And obviously we have the Nashville Predators. Nashville Cats won an AF1 championship, don't get me wrong. Tennessee Titans.
I get no. There's different levels, tiers of champions. I understand.
But Nashville SC,
it's a big deal.
What they're doing right now, obviously some may discredit or not look at the U.S. Open Cup championship the same as MLS play, which is understandably so. But they're doing something very, very special.
Where are I thought we were getting jerseys like Big Joe and McCabe and Frazier.
You did last year. I call those the Opryling jerseys. Those are great.
I know, but I'll tell you what my coach told me. If what you did yesterday still looks good today, you haven't done much.
That's true.
So we need make some calls. Get some new jerseys over here. Hell, we'll even bring Tempo over for a day. The real thing. Is that a Coyote?
Yes, it is a Coyote.
Yeah, we'll have him sitting with you guys in the producer studio and put him in a cage. All right, we'll come back. Thanks again for BJ Callahan, Nashville SC, for joining us. Dr. Crane, thank you for setting that up. More reaction on the Titans, 615-737-1025. More reaction on shotgun snaps from the half-yard line, which, by the way, I'm going to tell you, shotgun snaps will put me into an early grave, and I'm not going to let that happen. And the Vols have named a new quarterback. When will Vanderbilt name a starting quarterback? We'll talk about that. All things football today right here on the Chase and Big Joe Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.